We're beginning the sixth parak of Maseches Ksubos. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Metzias Yisho Maisi Yadeha Lebaila. Whatever a woman finds and whatever Maisi Yadayim she produces, means she works and she makes things, all of those things go to the husband. V'Yerushasa. But when it comes to anything that she inherits, Hu Ochel Peros B'Chayeha, well, he gets to benefit from that property while she's alive, she's still the owner of the property, meaning so she owns the actual asset itself, but he gets the peros, that which the property produces. So she inherits a factory, she's the owner of the factory, but in the meantime, whatever the factory produces belongs to him, as long as she's still alive. Now the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas about payments that a wife gets for being injured or assaulted in some way, which includes a payment for busha. So bashto pagam mashallah, when a woman gets paid for the busha that she suffers, for the shame, the embarrassment that she suffers, or for pagam, for the fact that she's worth less now that she's been assaulted, that goes to her. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Bizman Shebeseser, when the injury that causes her busha is in a hidden part of the body where people won't normally see it, so Lash Nechalakim Velo Echad, she gets 2/3 of the payment and he gets only 1/3 of the payment. Ubizman Shebegali, but if it's in an exposed part of the body, like her face or something like that, or her hands, and people are able to see it, so then Losh Nechalakim Velo Echad, then he gets 2/3 of the payment and she gets 1/3. Shelo yinasin miyad, whatever you're going to pay to him, you give him right away. Vishala yilakach ben karka v'uachal peros, and the payment that goes to her, you buy karka with, and she'll own that karka, but he, the husband, is going to be able to eat the peros from that karka, will benefit from the peros that karka produces. And that's similar to what we had early in the Mishnah. So the property itself belongs to the wife, and she keeps it if her husband dies before her, or if they ever get divorced. But if she dies first, then he's going to inherit it, just like he inherits everything else that she has when she dies. Now the rest of the parak is going to talk about what's given to a kala when she gets married, that the father sets aside some money as a dowry to encourage someone to marry her. So the Mishnah tells us, Haposik Mos Chasano Umes Chasano, if a person had decided, had made a commitment to give money to his son-in-law as a dowry, but then the son-in-law died before they ever fully got married, and now there's a Yavam, meaning they only had Erisin, they didn't have Nisuin, and now there's a Yavam who's interested in doing Yibum, and he says, oh, so I'll step in the place of my brother, and I'll claim the entire dowry. So Amr Chacham Yachalu Sheyomer, the Chacham say that the father-in-law can say, I was willing to make such a significant commitment of a dowry to your brother, who I really liked, I really admired, but for you, I'm not interested in making such a commitment of a dowry. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we said that anything a woman finds and anything she produces goes to her husband. Whatever she inherits, it goes to her, but the husband enjoys the payros as long as they're still married. Any boshes or pagam payment, Tanakama says, goes to her. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says, it depends where the injury was. If it was on a hidden part of the body, she gets 2/3 of the payment and he gets 1/3. If it's on an exposed part of the body, he gets 2/3 and she gets 1/3. And whichever part he gets right away. Whichever part she gets, they just buy karka with it, and the husband gets the payros of that karka. Then Mishnah Beis told us that if a father-in-law makes a commitment of a dowry to give to his son-in-law, and then the son-in-law dies before they ever have nisuin, so the son-in-law's brother wants to do yibum and claim that dowry, the father-in-law could say, no, you don't get the dowry, I was only willing to make that commitment to your brother, I was not willing to make that commitment to you. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnayos, Kimmel, and Dalit.